Welcome, and thank you for listening to the NextGen Podcast, a conversational series with members from Energen Wealth Partners at UBS. With an understanding of the family dynamics that can accompany multi-generational wealth, we are experienced in working with you and your family to develop a strategic plan to guide your decisions. Our approach helps provide education across generations to help define and support your long-term vision for your wealth.
Hi, this is Sean Nicholson, Managing Director of Wealth Management at UBS Financial Services. And I'm here today with Brandi Rochelle, Financial Advisor and a CFP, and Tim Vansames, Executive Director. We're located in Miamisburg, Ohio. Can be reached at intergen@ubs.com. Hi, Brandi. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Sean. Happy to be here.
Good morning, Sean.
So today we're going to talk a little bit and discuss the intergenerational concept of what's going on in the financial planning industry today. When I started back in 1980, the whole industry was in transition. Back then, it was a stockbroker's business, very transitional and very stock and bond oriented. But we were one of the first teams in the whole nation to realize that it was changing, and it was changing for the better, where we were becoming financial planners, financial advisors, working on a fee basis, not a commission basis. And it was a great way to change. We changed for the better. And with that, you know, we started looking at financial plans, running retirement analysis, looking at college planning, working with attorneys to do estate planning, and really looking at all the generations from how the parents' needs were being met, how the children's needs were being met, looking at it from a holistic point of view, from everything from insurance to wills, powers of attorney, and then also, of course, from the new retirement plans. Back then, they were just starting the IRAs and doing away with pensions. And people really didn't think about having to build their retirement plans by investing on their own. They were used to the General Motors pension, and they never thought that they would see that leave. But it did. And over the years, we've had to adapt and change to the tax laws and the new rules and regulations. And being a financial advisor has really helped us when we look closer at what is actually happening today. And more than ever today, you're needing to look not only at how your own personal financial plans are being set up, but have your children started their financial plans early enough, and have your parents done everything they can to set up their estate plans so that you don't pay probate taxes, anything that can take away from the family's net worth and well-being. So we look at all that. We're very holistic. And from that point of view, we really appreciate everything that intergenerational means. So our Intergen name really does have a big impact today. So Brandi, as a young financial advisor, what are your views on family needs, and especially with young children today and parents that are still in need?
What I've seen, you know, since getting into the financial planning business is a generation that sees a lot of uncertainty, a generation that has seen their parents be able to live off of pensions and Social Security, and they're now questioning because pensions are no longer in existence and Social Security is even questionable for the younger generation. So planning early is a way for them to be able to feel comfortable about their financial future, but there's a wealth of information out there and sometimes a lot of excess information that causes concern and paralysis. So to be that trusted person that maybe was able to help their parents retire successfully, and now to be that person for them that they can go to and ask questions and help to put together a plan so that they know their future is secure, is very important. Oftentimes, the parents of the children that I get to work with have asked me, you know, can you reach out to my son or reach out to my daughter and start to put it together a plan for them? I feel like they're just getting into the workforce, and starting early can make all the difference. And it's hard to envision retirement, you know, at the age of 22, freshly graduated college, when you think you have so much time ahead of you. But putting together a plan early, starting to save early, it can make all the difference between a successful retirement, retiring on your own terms when you want. And this software that we use to help put together our plans will help you to see, you know, the impact of inflation, the impact of the cost of rising cost of healthcare, planning ahead for children, for 529 plans for children to get them to go to college, and how much that you're able to save for your children to go to college without impacting your own retirement plan. So sitting down early and getting in front of the next generation early can make a world of difference. You know, each of us advisors on the team have seen different things happen with different sets of families. I know I'm speaking from my point of view on some of the clients that I've worked with, but I know Tim has had his share of events and experiences of working with clients. And so, Tim, can you tell us a little bit of what you've experienced with working with the next generation?
Absolutely, Brandy. Thank you. So one of the interesting things as we sit here and speak with you all today is you have three different generations of people and financial advisors. You know, Sean is a baby boomer, and I'm a Gen Xer at 53, and Brandy's a millennial. So it's kind of an interesting opportunity to hear the different perspectives, Brandy. So yeah, I actually started my journey in this business, believe it or not, when I was a senior in high school. So it was 1987. I was 17 years old. And for those of you listening that are students of the market or were around, you know, October of 1987, there was a awful, awful stock market crash. And so I was taking an accounting class my senior year, and we started to learn a little bit about the market just from a current events perspective. And I don't know what it was, but it hit me like a lightning bolt, and I just fell in love with the financial markets. And I had always been a hard worker. And so I actually drove around to all the different investment firms back then and begged for a job, and ended up getting hired as a part-time research assistant, filing clerk, whatever you want to call it. And so I've been doing this all my life. It's not what I do. It's who I am. I'm very blessed to be working on this team. So, you know, I worked for several different firms, and 20 years ago, I came to UBS. And I really feel like our firm is a great place for all of us to serve our clients. And so we feel good about being here at UBS. 12 of the years that I was here, I served both as a financial advisor and a branch manager. And I ran several businesses for the firm throughout Michigan and Ohio. And one of the blessings of that experience was that it helps me partner with Sean and Brandy and our other partners to think strategically about our business and the long-term survivability of our business. So that's a little bit about me and my background. But, you know, Sean, one of the things I'd like to tell the audience about is kind of how we got here. So each of us has our own path. But in 2009, I actually formed an alliance with Dan Christie, who's one of our financial advisor partners. He and I started working together in 2009. And to go back to what you said, Sean, how the business has changed and it's gotten more complicated. And, you know, it's hard for one human brain to encompass everything you need to serve a client well. So, you know, because of that, Dan and I joined forces in 2009. And then about 10 years later, Dan and I had the opportunity to join forces with two other financial advisors. That was Dave Prevo and Jim Hyland, and both of them are still with our team today. And so we got up to four people on the team, and we realized that we needed to have a team name. And so we started brainstorming on what we were going to call ourselves. And what I suggested was, you know, everybody take home a stack of index cards and just jot down your business values, your observations, things like that. We'll get together the next day. And there were two themes that emerged that were common with all four of us. The first one was we all love to serve clients up and down their family financial tree. And Sean, you were doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's a great benefit of being in this business is learning the different families and their kids, their parents, their brothers, sisters, their whole family. It becomes your family.
Yeah. So that was something that the four of us had in common, is we all love to do that. And we found clients liked it too. You know, clients love the idea of referring parents or having us care for their kids. So that was a common theme. And the other one was we kind of also realized that in order to do that successfully, we needed to be intergenerational team ourselves. And that was a light bulb moment for me because I was the young guy on the team at roughly 50 years old. So that was 2019. The four of us, we named ourselves Intergen Wealth Partners. And then we were kind of on our way, but we knew we had to do something to bring some more talent and more youth to the team. And so somewhere around, Brandy, was that maybe 2021 or so?
Yes, 2021.
Yep. We started talking with Sean and Brandy and Josh about joining forces, and we don't make hasty decisions. So we probably talked for maybe even a year about the idea of coming together as a team. And so we did formally join forces in 2022. We found we had that same commonality of wanting to serve clients up and down their family tree. And I was very happy to not be the young guy anymore. So so we've got Brandy at her state and in her career. And then we've got Josh, who's a wealth strategy associate, who's doing a great job. So we really feel great about our ability to provide that continuity of service to clients as they have us care for their kids and their grandkids. So Brandy, can you share a little bit about the work that you do and the work that we do with families?
Yeah. So a lot of times our clients will come to us and say, how do I introduce my kids to you? Or how do I get my family in contact with you? And one of the best ways that we've found to do that is to have a family meeting. What is a family meeting? A family meeting is bringing the whole family into the office, the people that are important to you into the office, to sit down with us and utilize your financial advisor as the moderator of the discussion, the leader of the discussion, whether that's estate planning or how are mom and dad's positions allocated today and what is the goal with the wealth that will be transferred eventually to the kids or to those you care about. And just to get all that out in the open, because a lot of those conversations are very important, but they're just not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting too, because everybody's viewpoint on if or when, even Sean, right, to involve the kids in their finances is different.
Yeah, it can be very awkward sometimes, especially if the parents don't really want the kids to know everything, or the kids didn't realize everything that the parents had. And a lot of good information comes out of those meetings. It's a great way to really make everybody more comfortable with what's going to happen in the future and not leave surprises.
You know, we host these meetings both in person and because we serve clients all over the United States. Sometimes those meetings start in person. And as we do reviews, it can be done through Zoom. And it's a way to connect families that are, you know, all over the country. I have a client who was a little uncomfortable about sharing all of the details of their wealth. So what they did was they carved out a portion and set up a charitable account. And it's a way for them to have their kids start working with me and learning about the financial markets and how to manage money without fully disclosing the client's whole wealth. And so we've got lots of unique ideas. Brandy's led a meeting here in our office, a seminar on how to conduct family meetings over the holidays. Brandy, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we got to hear from our clients on what was important to them and different situations, family situations. And I think the biggest thing that we heard was a lot of those parents had experienced bad things when it came to the passing of their own parents. And that's not what they wanted to pass on to their kids. So the importance of structuring a meeting and informing clients that we are here and that we can serve as the bad guy or the moderator or the forcing function to have these meetings occur was eye-opening for me even.
And we also have the ability to deal with the CPA of the firm, of the family, or the attorney, and making sure they're involved in it, and make sure the charities are involved. So it's a holistic point of view for these intergenerational meetings. And the last thing I want to mention is that we have our lunch and learns, where we're bringing in speakers from different areas of interest to make sure we keep you up to date on what is going on in the financial community and the areas that you might find interesting. So keep an eye open for those. They'll be on our website, and we look forward to seeing you there. I think that wraps us up today, but we appreciate it. Stay tuned for more of our podcasts and videocasts as we come up with different topics.
It was great, Sean. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Next Gen Podcast. To learn more about our team and to join our exclusive educational events throughout the year, check out our website at advisors.ubs.com/Energen. If you have any suggestions on episodes you'd like to hear, let us know by emailing us at energen@ubs.com. And if you liked this episode, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to hear more.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.